guys. DGS on KMOX. A few minutes past 4 p.m. Absolutely postcard perfect weather today. Enjoy it. Skip Weber is here for the Sweet 16. You and I have been together a long time.
Yeah.
Long time. Yeah.
So, I mean, when was the housing crisis? 2008?
Yeah.
That's the first time you had me in the studio.
Hmm.
Because that was when the car companies were struggling and GM and Chrysler went bankrupt and all that. And so I came in as some sort of
expert
in bankruptcy, I guess. I don't know. But in the auto industry. And ever since then, and then I've been doing this since 2011.
Wow. Man.
Can you believe that?
No.
Yeah, I know.
I know. That's something else.
Trust me. I just went over that. I just went over that with the people here. Went over that. I go, I can't believe that I've been doing it that long. But it's been fun. I enjoy doing it.
I know you do. We appreciate you. So we've done the Sweet 16 of chicken, fried chicken, correct? The Sweet 16 of beef.
Now, what won that? I was not able to come in last week.
Filet mignon.
Yeah. The steak. But it beat out hot dog. Barely beat out hot dog.
The beef hot dog made it all the way.
Yeah. And today's seafood, which to me is the most eclectic.
It's the best.
There's just so many things out there.
You can do top 100.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's
all right.
Because I think, now tell me if I'm wrong, but I would say that a way to prepare, say, whatever the way is, saute, broil, dry, and this type of fish, is different than the same way to prepare and fish B.
Yeah,
definitely.
Okay. Amen.
That's what,
yeah.
Good.
I think it's the combination of the two things that makes
salmon and halibut have nothing in common.
Right. So if you say broiled salmon and broiled halibut, even though the word broil is in it.
Yeah, they're very different.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
Good.
Definitely.
Good.
All right, lead us off.
I'm going to go with boiled lobster served with butter.
Yeah, classic.
And I'm going to go far enough to say Florida lobster, the clawless, warm water lobster without claws.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh, way better. I love lobster from wherever.
Yeah.
But cold water lobster has the claws. The Florida lobster looks like a giant shrimp, has no claws, and is better tasting.
Like
Florida, Caribbean, Mexico, whatever.
The best I've ever had were like Joe's claws. Is it Joe's crab?
Joe's Crab Shack.
Yeah.
It's the fancy one.
Yeah, Joe Seafood.
Joe Seafood.
Oh, Joe Seafood.
Yes, yes.
In Miami or in DC?
Chicago is the one I've been to.
DC, we go to, we try to go to DC every time we go to DC. Yeah. Got to go there. Yeah.
Andrew.
So. Sushi.
There you go.
Yep.
Good call.
Nice.
Yummy.
Mark these off. All right, Wheels.
I get my number one choice.
You get it.
Crab cakes. Let's go.
We wouldn't take that from you.
You don't have to specify the style, but I prefer them best baked as opposed to fried.
All right.
Yeah, I go with that.
Rach.
Fried shrimps. Dip it in some cocktail sauce.
Mm-hmm.
I got a bunch of weird ones. If they're not appropriate, you can tell.
Yours are weird.
I think they're inappropriate. I don't like them.
David, those are wrong.
Very inappropriate.
The best seafood I've ever had was the codfish sandwich at American Legion in Wood River. That's what I grew up on. But I'm going to switch that up a little bit and say St. Louis Catholic fried cod.
Okay.
Yeah. St. Louis fish fry sandwich.
When are you going to get to your weird ones?
That was my next one.
Oh, really?
I had a fried fish sandwich from our fish fries.
Yeah, that's going to be big here.
Okay,
yeah.
Great.
Good as it gets.
Back to Skip.
I'm going to go oysters on the half shell.
Andrew. We had a big discussion about this. Yeah. He had oysters for the first time.
And I believe they were on a half shell because it looked like it was only half the shell.
Yeah, that's what they look like.
Yeah, I mean, they're basically raw oysters with a little bit of preparation versus there's several ways to cook them, but the raw oysters in the half shell, love it.
Okay, Andrew?
Boil it.
A big old seafood boil.
Dumping all the seasonings.
That's good.
And
get a
dumping
lot of things
all
in
the
there.
Pour it out on the table.
Yeah.
Shrimp and crawfish and corn and potatoes.
Yeah.
That's good. It's its own thing, too.
Yeah. I don't like that. I wish I did.
It's so good.
I really wish I did.
Throw some taters in there.
I love the tradition. I love the look. I love the aesthetic. I just don't love the seafood.
I get
you. There's a place here in St. Louis. I don't know if I should say their name or not.
Go ahead. The
Peacemakers.
Oh, sure. They're a friend of the show.
Yeah.
Unreal.
Chef Heather.
Unreal boil.
Okay.
Lobster, others, they put andouille sausage in there. Ooh. And my favorite thing about it, the hard-boiled egg.
Wow.
There's a boiled egg in there.
Yeah.
And you get it's good. It's very good. It's mainly lobster. It's mainly Maine lobster, mm-hmm. but they have other stuff in there, but it's good. Their seafood pot is great.
Wheels?
All right. Parmesan-crusted red snapper.
Mmm.
Red snappers, like, to me, top of the list are just straight up regular snapper. Fish. Not
it's
counting,
very
like,
good.
Shellfish. Just regular
it's
fish.
Very,
that's
very
top
good.
Of yeah. the list.
Red snapper is the.
Where do you get it?
Hard to get now. You got to get it at really good, pretty good seafood yeah. places. And
tough to
usually
get
it's regional. Like, it's hard to get up here.
It's easy to get in Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. But yeah.
I miss Bob's.
I do too. Oh my gosh, do I?
I loved Bob.
I do too.
Yeah. Rach?
Okay. I've been eating anchovies lately. I love them. I would eat
I know
them
you
every
do.
Day.
Yeah.
They're good.
It's How do you eat good. Them? You just eat them?
With rice, like over rice, or just by itself.
Damn. You're tough.
I like the salty stuff. What can I say?
Okay, I think this is a weird one too. But if I had to say, what have I eaten the most of in my entire life? I ate it almost every day of my childhood. Tuna fish sandwich. It's the poor man's seafood, but
I think it's great.
I loved it.
Does it have to be a sandwich?
No.
You can't have tuna.
Sure, you have casserole, whatever you want. Just
love
yeah.
tuna. Tuna's great. Good for you.
Back to Skip.
I'm going to take Wheels Red Snapper, and I'm going to go into the freshwater and say grilled encrusted trout.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do love me some trout.
I mean, there's not a kind of fish that's bad. They're all good.
No.
Just salmon.
Yeah.
Andrew.
That's good, too.
How about a lobster bisque?
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, that's some good stuff
bisque.
Right there.
Yeah.
Especially if you have some good biscuits to dip in there.
Mm-hmm.
Or just good bread, like restaurant bread. You
yeah.
know, yep. Fancy stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
We're going to launch 1,000 dinners
Dude,
tonight.
I know. I'm dying already. I'm like, what am I going
to
get?
Yeah. Back to Wheels.
Man, this is a tough call for me because I have like 10 that I want. I'm going to go a little bit different just because this is a unique thing, but a grilled shark steak.
Yeah.
That's good Ooh. Stuff.
It is so good yeah. when it's done right.
Yes.
It's got to be grilled, like not pan seared, not
yes.
baked. It's got to be grilled and it's got to be, I like it blackened. It's really good that way, but if you don't like it that way, you get a different
and
way.
And it's got to be the right kind of shark.
Yes.
There's only 3 or 4 sharks, this is going to sound kind of gross, that do not urinate through their skin.
Right.
There's only a few species that have a digestive system like us.
I have a cousin
and
who
those,
does that.
Yeah, exactly. But those are the ones that they taste bad. I mean, they're not the good tasting ones
yeah.
because
yeah.
they're
You're probably not going to find those at a
yeah.
restaurant.
Yeah.
Right. It's got to be Mako or Black Tip or the 2 or 3 sharks.
The Black Tip is pretty common down in Florida, yeah.
Yep. I used to love the shark bites at Seiberg's.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
I feel like we have two glaring omissions from the list.
Uh-huh.
One being salmon. No one has said salmon.
Mm-hmm.
The other being the humble fish stick.
Oh! Well, fish stick, baby. I love me a fish stick.
I'm going to put fish sticks on there.
Okay. Gotta love fish sticks. I do.
The old minced fish ones or the ones that were like more like fish fingers that are kind of like chicken fenders but like bigger pieces of fish?
Like a
Mrs.
plank.
Paul's.
Okay, the old school.
Yeah, I like the minced
fish.
I like them
fish.
Both, honestly.
Yeah.
Dave, it's your turn.
Boy, I am a sucker for a big, thick crab leg dipped in
Dude,
butter.
Dude, I know. That was the one I was deciding between that and the shark steak.
Krakatoa.
Just give me some crab legs, man.
Yeah.
Now, do you like the king crab leg, this giant, or
I
the
do.
Snow crab leg? Where it's
I like them both.
Both,
but if I can get a
easier.
King. Yeah.
The king ones are easier to get it out.
And when you pull and the whole thing comes
yes.
out, you
yeah.
feel like you've really
yeah.
done something.
Yeah, 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 that gives you a rush of adrenaline.
Show everybody at the table.
Else.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right, so, I got a couple really good ones. But let me, have you ever had Bronzino?
Yeah.
Mediterranean sea bass as
yes.
opposed to Chilean sea bass.
Yeah.
Bronzino is
so good.
So tasty.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody fries it. So whatever you do, you know, however you, they
oh,
know,
yeah.
broiled or grilled.
Usually it's pan seared or something. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Exactly. I'm going to say, let's say pan seared Bronzino.
Yeah.
Wow, we're done already.
We covered everything from fish sticks to the fancy stuff.
I'll tell you what I had left, though. Fish and chips, calamari, tutamari, paella, gumbo,
Paella was one on my
list. Tacos.
I was going to put a big old grouper sandwich
scallops.
On there, too.
I had calamari, Dover sole, shrimp tempura. It's always pretty good.
Like shrimp tempura
yeah, that's good, too,
lot.
Man.
You guys can take the anchovies off. I know it's
No. We're fine. Good.
It's, okay. Yeah, we're fine.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Sweet 16 of seafood. Boiled lobster versus anchovies.
The high and the low?
Yeah, we're going with the lobster.
Lobster.
I'm going anchovies genuinely. I would rather have anchovies.
Man,
I don't know if I've ever had like good lobster. I feel like I've had like a bite at Red Lobster.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, that's okay.
Yeah,
and that's
fine.
Good. And that's good. But you got to go.
Get the real deal.
You can't get Florida lobster outside of Florida. You can't get, unless you personally order it, fly it in, you know, but all the lobster restaurants anywhere else, they use Maine lobster. And it's good, but not quite
Skip,
as good.
Where are you on the lobster roll?
I love lobster
rolls. Yeah, those are so good.
I love it. Yeah.
There's multiple kinds. I did have it that one time. That was delicious, actually. That was.
If it's got lobster, it's great.
Yeah. All right, I'm changing to lobster, actually. I'm remembering that Peacemaker lobster roll. Like, that was awesome.
That was great. Wow.
That was truly delicious.
Sushi versus the humble tuna fish.
I'm going tuna fish because I don't like sushi.
I'm going tuna fish, too.
Sushi.
You know, sushi is mainly tuna, or not mainly, but a lot of tuna. It's like a tuna versus tuna. I'm going tuna fish show.
Tuna's moving on.
Yay.
Crab cakes versus grilled trout.
Cakes.
Oh. Trout.
Cakes.
Yeah, cakes is a thing.
I had cakes for the first time, and they were like frozen.
Don't get those.
I didn't like them.
Yeah, because they're all bread. That's what they are.
Yeah, don't get frozen. You got to get some Chesapeake Bay seasoning on it.
Even a fresh in the restaurant can be not great.
Oh, no, they can totally be terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can mess them up. Really overcooking them, not having enough, like the big chunks of crab in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fried shrimp versus lobster bisque.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow. Shrimp.
I got to go with bisque.
Bisque. I go bisque, too.
Bisque. Bisque.
Man, that one hurt.
Yeah.
I love fried shrimp.
St. Louis Catholic fried cod versus a grilled shark steak.
Fried cod.
Catholic.
Always fried cod.
Catholic moves on.
Do I have to vote? Good.
Yeah. Nope. Skip's like, I'm off.
I don't got to vote.
Yes. Yummy, yummy,
yum. Oysters in the half shell versus Mrs. Paul's fish sticks.
Give me the oysters, baby.
Fish sticks,
Give
baby.
Give me the stick.
Stick.
Love it. Hoosiers here. Eastside Hoosiers. Seafood boil versus king crab legs.
Oh, no.
I know.
Boil. I got to go crab legs because it would be the best part of the boil.
Boil, leg.
Oh,
ooh,
man.
It's the tightest skits.
Skip.
I'll go boil. That's a hard. Wow. That's one of the hardest tie breaks I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, it's tough, man.
And there's no wrong answer in this one.
No.
Yeah. Parmesan encrusted red snapper versus bronzino.
Oh no, I'm going to go snapper, but that is hard.
I got to go bronzino.
That's Sophie's choice.
So yes, it is. Bronzino.
Choosing between my children.
I've genuinely never had either of these
what
things.
What the hell is either of these things?
I guess the snapper with the parmesan sounds delicious.
Make it a tie to Dave.
All right, tie to Dave. Tie to Dave.
I'll go snapper. I do love them both.
Yeah, they're great.
Weber's World is brought to you by Weber Chevrolet and WeberChevrolet.com.
Sweet 16 of seafood. We're the Elite Eight. Boiled lobster and drawn butter versus the humble tuna fish.
Oh, lobster.
Lobster.
Anyone else going tuna or just give it to lobster?
I really don't care for tuna.
Oh.
Tuna moves on.
That
felt personal.
I know. You didn't have to put stank on it.
I just really hate tuna fish.
Okay.
Crab cakes versus lobster bisque.
Cakes.
Boy, those things together.
Together, it's the perfect combo.
What if you dunked them?
Oh, my goodness. That's actually not a terrible idea. You take a little spoon from the bisque and you pour it over the top right before you eat the crab cake.
Yeah, we know how it works.
We'd have never figured that out. Thanks.
I was actually thinking more like a milk and cookie situation.
I've been trying to do that with a fork for years.
No, it's too hard with the crab cakes.
I'm going bisque.
I'll go bisque as well.
Cakes.
Bisque.
Oh, yes. I don't have to vote again.
Takes it down.
Good. Well, as long as I don't have to vote on those two, I'm happy. I don't care who wins.
Catholic fried fish versus Mrs. Paul's fish stick.
Oh, got to go the...
Wait a minute. I thought Catholic fried fish went down last time.
No, I have it beating grilled shark.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah,
it
beat grilled shark.
Okay. Well, then I'm going with them again.
Yeah,
then.
Same. Yeah,
if they beat shark, they can beat.
Right. Seafood boil versus Parmesan encrusted red snapper.
Snapper.
Boil it.
Snapper.
In sync.
All right.
Could you guys do a dance with that while you do that?
Tell me about Weber.
Okay, here's something pretty cool that you don't see very often. 0% for 5 years on Silverado. So 0%'s been around for a long time, since 9/11, basically, right after 9/11. And most of the time, though, it's 3 or 4 years. Sometimes they do it on 5 years, but it's on something cheaper or whatever. Silverados go anywhere from 40 to 80 grand on list price, okay? Can you imagine a $70,000 loan, 0%? How much does that save you?
Yeah, thousands.
Unreal. Yeah, yeah, a lot of money. Now, if you look on our website, we have discounts on Silverado up to $15,000 off. That's a lot. But you got to give up the 0% to do that. So if you just take away what Chevy was part of there, you can do $8,000 off and then 0% for 5 years. That's, you don't see that, I don't think, very many places.
Nice.
So lots of stuff. We're selling a lot of stuff good. It's not just Silverado, but that was a unique deal. So I'm normally, I come in here and just say, hey, everything's good.
Yeah.
We're doing good. But I mean,
that's I like it.
That's kind of unique. So I thought I'd bring that up. More,
final
more
four of seafood. Boiled lobster and drawn butter versus lobster bisque.
We got to go OG lobster.
Yeah.
Bisque.
Oh!
Yummy.
Travesty.
Rigged. Very much of a
it's
travesty.
Rigged.
Catholic
this thing's rigged.
Fried fish versus red snapper.
Snapper.
Catholic.
Catholic.
Snapper.
Rigged. There you go.
Catholic. It's rigged.
These guys don't know fish.
Bisque versus Catholic fried fish.
Oh, that's a bisque.
Catholic fried fish.
Catholic fried fish.
Bisque.
Catholic fried fish is the winner.
It's rigged. I've never seen anything this rigged outside of California.
I think our super champion is still
lightsaber.
Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Yes,
give me fish.
Grail over fried fish.
Give me the fish.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Grail.
All right, Grail.